Emerald Hope, The Transformative Impact of Medical Marijuana, on Cancer Treatment. Imagine a world where some of the severe side effects of cancer treatments are drastically reduced and more manageable. Picture a father dealing with an exhaustive battle against cancer. Finding relief and renewed vigor through a natural remedy can be life-changing. Here's how. Cannabis may enable them to eliminate nausea so that they can nourish themselves or even help them be parents and be able to play with their kids again. This is the potentially transformative benefit medical marijuana may offer to those battling the disease, shedding light on cancer patients everywhere. The healing promise of cannabis, support for cancer. Patients understanding medical marijuana. Medical marijuana is essentially cannabis recommended by healthcare providers to mitigate some symptoms associated with various medical conditions, like cancer. Its significance has surged due to its proven efficacy in alleviating diverse symptoms associated with cancer and its conventional treatments. As a natural alternative, medical marijuana distinguishes itself by providing symptom relief where standard pharmaceuticals might fall short. Medical marijuana in cancer care, the science that backs up. The research pain relief. Over 70% of cancer patients using medical marijuana reported significant pain relief, according to a study in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management. Reduced nausea research in the American Journal of Hospice and Palliative Care found that 93% of cancer patients experienced reduced nausea and vomiting with medical marijuana use. Improvement in appetite. A survey by the American Cancer Society revealed that 64% of patients using cannabis saw an improvement in appetite. Quality of life. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology indicated that 85% of cancer patients who used cannabis reported an overall improvement in their quality of life. Reduce anxiety. The Cancer Journal for Clinicians reported that 75% of cancer patients found medical marijuana effective in reducing anxiety and stress, better sleep. 80% of cancer patients using medical marijuana in a study reported better sleep quality, according to the Journal of Palliative Medicine. Fewer side effects. According to a publication in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, 50% of patients using cannabis experienced fewer side effects from chemotherapy, such as hair loss and skin issues. MMJ versus traditional cancer treatment. The comparison between medical marijuana, MMJ, and traditional cancer treatments uncovers a complex landscape of benefits and considerations. Chemotherapy and radiation have been the cornerstones of cancer care, but they often come with a host of severe side effects. MMJ, on the other hand, offers a complementary approach, emphasizing symptom relief and quality of life improvement. Benefits of marijuana for cancer treatment. The therapeutic use of marijuana in cancer care offers a range of benefits aimed at improving patient well-being and managing symptoms associated with cancer and its treatments. Here are the key advantages. Pain management. Marijuana's compounds, especially THC and CBD, interact with the body's pain receptors to alleviate chronic and neuropathic pain, providing a natural alternative to traditional painkillers. Unlike opioids, marijuana presents a lower risk of dependence and fewer side effects, making it a safer option for long-term pain management. Nausea and vomiting reduction. THC is effective in reducing nausea and vomiting induced by chemotherapy, offering relief when standard medications are ineffective. This benefit is crucial for maintaining nutrition and improving the overall quality of life for patients undergoing aggressive cancer treatments. Improved appetite. Cannabis stimulates the appetite, helping to counteract weight loss and cachexia, which are common in cancer patients, especially those undergoing chemotherapy. An improved appetite supports better nutrition status and can help strengthen the body's resilience against the impacts of cancer treatments. Anxiety and depression. Relief CBD, a non-psychoactive component of marijuana, has anxiety-reducing and antidepressant properties, offering mental health support for cancer patients. This emotional support is essential for patients' overall well-being, helping them cope with the stress and challenges of cancer diagnosis and treatment. Sleep quality improvement marijuana can enhance sleep quality by making it easier to fall asleep and extending the duration of deep sleep, critical for recovery and well-being. Better sleep can significantly impact a patient's mood, energy levels, and ability to cope with treatment side effects. Enhanced quality of life. By addressing physical symptoms like pain and nausea, as well as emotional challenges like anxiety, marijuana can significantly improve the quality of life for cancer patients. This holistic approach to symptom management is key to supporting patients' overall health and happiness during treatment. Potential anti-tumor effects. Preliminary research suggests cannabinoids may have anti-tumor properties, potentially inhibiting cancer cell growth in certain types of cancer. The jury isn't out yet, and researchers don't fully understand these effects and their clinical applications. The potential of marijuana to contribute to cancer therapy does highlight the need for more comprehensive studies to explore its efficacy and mechanisms in cancer treatment. Comparative analysis of strains and consumption methods. When it comes to medical marijuana for cancer treatment, understanding the nuances between different strains and consumption methods is crucial for tailoring therapy to individual patient needs. Each strain of cannabis and method of consumption offers unique benefits and effects, which can significantly influence the effectiveness of treatment and patient experience. Here's a comparative analysis of the three most consumed strains. Strains, Indica Vs, Sativa Vs, Hybrids, Indica, Strains, Sativa, Strains, Hybrid, Strains, known for their relaxing and sedative effects, Indica. Strains are often recommended for nighttime use. They are typically used to manage pain, help with sleep, and reduce anxiety, making them suitable for cancer patients experiencing these symptoms. Note, for a detailed study on choosing the right marijuana strain for your health, click here. Consumption methods. Inhalation. Oral. Topical inhalation. Smoking, vaping. Oral. Edibles, tinctures. Topical. Creams, oils. Offers rapid onset of effects, beneficial for immediate relief of symptoms such as pain or nausea. Dosage control can be more precise, but the potential respiratory effects make it less suitable for some patients. Choosing medical weed, influencing factors. The choice between strains and consumption methods depends on several factors. Symptom. Severity and type-specific symptoms may respond better to certain strains or consumption methods. For instance, chronic pain may be more effectively managed with indica strains or a hybrid with a significant indica component. Patient preferences and lifestyle. Some patients may prefer the discretion and convenience of edibles or tinctures over smoking or vaping. Medical history and health concerns. Patients with respiratory issues may be advised to avoid inhalation methods, opting for oral or topical applications instead. Desired duration and onset of effects. Patients in need of quick relief may opt for inhalation, while those needing sustained relief might prefer oral consumption. Note. Understanding these distinctions and consulting with healthcare professionals can help cancer patients make informed decisions about their medical marijuana treatment, optimizing the effectiveness of their symptom management strategy. Safety and side effects of medical marijuana in cancer. Care when considering medical marijuana as part of cancer treatment, understanding its safety profile and potential side effects is crucial. While medical marijuana offers significant benefits for symptom management for cancer patients, like any treatment, it comes with its own set of considerations. The nature and severity of side effects can vary depending on the individual, the specific strains used, and the consumption methods. The key aspects of safety and the side effects associated with medical marijuana provide patients and caregivers with the information needed to make informed decisions. Safety profile. Medical marijuana is generally considered safe when used under the guidance of a healthcare provider. However, like all treatments, it's important to use it responsibly. Studies have shown that the risk of serious adverse effects is relatively low, especially when compared to the potential side effects of traditional cancer treatments, such as chemotherapy and radiation therapy. The legalization and regulation of medical marijuana in many jurisdictions have improved the safety and quality of the products available, ensuring that patients have access to safe, tested cannabis products. Common side effects. While medical marijuana is safe for most patients, it can cause side effects in some. Common side effects include dry mouth, fatigue, dizziness, euphoria, and in some cases, disorientation or confusion. These effects are typically dose-dependent and can often be managed by adjusting the dosage or consumption method. Long-term use concerns primarily relate to mental health, including the potential for dependency or worsening of pre-existing mental health conditions, such as anxiety or psychosis, particularly with high THC strains. Considerations for use: patients with a history of mental health disorders, pregnant or breastfeeding women, and those with a history of substance abuse should use medical marijuana with caution and under strict medical supervision. The method of consumption, smoking, vaping, edibles, tinctures, etc., also plays a significant role in the safety and side effect profile of medical marijuana. For instance, smoking and vaping pose risks associated with inhalation, while edibles can lead to delayed onset of effects, potentially leading to overconsumption. Monitoring and management. Ongoing monitoring by healthcare professionals is essential to ensure the safe use of medical marijuana. Adjustments to the type of cannabis, dosage, or method of consumption may be necessary based on the patient's response and any side effects experienced. Education on the proper use of medical marijuana, including understanding the differences between THC and CBD dominant strains and the implications for cancer-related symptoms, is crucial for minimizing risks and optimizing therapeutic outcomes. Emerging research and future directions in medical marijuana for cancer treatment. The landscape of medical marijuana research is rapidly evolving, offering new insights and promising avenues for the future of cancer care. As scientific interest and public acceptance continue to grow, emerging research is focusing on refining our understanding of how cannabinoids can be harnessed more effectively for cancer treatment. Here, we highlight the key areas of emerging research and the potential future directions that could revolutionize the role of medical marijuana in oncology. Personalized medicine approaches. One of the most exciting prospects is the development of personalized medicine strategies using medical marijuana. Research is increasingly focusing on how individual genetic profiles can influence responses to cannabinoid-based therapies, aiming to tailor treatments to achieve optimal outcomes for each patient. Enhanced delivery systems. Innovations in delivery methods, such as nanoemulsions and transdermal patches, are being developed to improve the bioavailability and efficacy of cannabinoid therapies. These advancements could offer more consistent dosing, reduced side effects, and better patient experiences. Combination. Therapies researchers are investigating how medical marijuana can be used in combination with traditional cancer treatments, such as chemotherapy and radiation, to enhance efficacy, reduce side effects, and improve patient outcomes. This includes studying the synergistic effects of cannabinoids with other cancer-fighting drugs. Regulatory and legal frameworks. The evolving legal landscape surrounding medical marijuana presents both challenges and opportunities for research. Future directions will need to navigate these complexities, advocating for policies that support clinical research and access to cannabinoid therapies for cancer patients. Expanding the spectrum of cannabinoids. While much of the current medical application of marijuana focuses on THC and CBD, the plant contains over 100 other cannabinoids with potential therapeutic properties. Future research aims to explore these lesser-known compounds, uncovering their benefits and how they can be integrated into cancer treatment protocols. Clinical trials on anti-tumor properties. There is a growing body of preclinical evidence suggesting that certain cannabinoids may have direct anti-tumor effects. Future directions include rigorous clinical trials designed to evaluate the efficacy of cannabinoids in shrinking tumors, inhibiting cancer cell growth, and preventing metastasis in human patients. Long-term safety studies, As the use of medical marijuana in cancer care expands, long-term studies are needed to fully understand its safety profile. This research will be crucial in identifying any potential long-term effects of cannabinoid therapy, ensuring that it remains a safe option for patients. Ethical considerations, use of medical marijuana, patient autonomy. At the heart of medical ethics is the principle of patient autonomy, the right of patients to make informed decisions about their care. The use of medical marijuana raises important questions about patient choice, access to comprehensive information, and the freedom to pursue alternative treatment paths. Equity in healthcare. The availability of medical marijuana as a treatment option often varies significantly across different regions and communities, leading to disparities in healthcare access. Ethical considerations include advocating for equitable access to all potential therapeutic options, including medical marijuana, regardless of socioeconomic status or geographic location. Clinical efficacy and safety. Ethical treatment involves offering interventions that are supported by solid evidence of efficacy and safety. Ongoing research and clinical trials are essential to ensure that medical marijuana meets these criteria, aligning with the ethical commitment to not harm, privacy and confidentiality. The use of medical marijuana also intersects with the ethical obligation to protect patient privacy and confidentiality, especially in regions where there is a legal or social stigma attached to cannabis use. FAQs, clarifying your concerns. Is medical marijuana legal for cancer treatment? The legality of medical marijuana varies by country, state, or region within a country. It's essential to consult local regulations to understand the legal status and requirements for medical use. How does medical marijuana help in cancer treatment? Medical marijuana can help manage symptoms associated with cancer and its treatments, such as pain, nausea, loss of appetite, and sleep disturbances. Some studies also suggest potential anti-tumor effects, but more research is needed. Are there any side effects of using medical marijuana for cancer? Possible side effects can include dizziness, dry mouth, changes in mood, and impaired memory or concentration. Side effects vary depending on the dose, type of marijuana used, and the individual's response. Can medical marijuana replace traditional cancer treatments? Medical marijuana is generally not considered a replacement for traditional cancer treatments like chemotherapy or radiation therapy. Instead, it's used to alleviate symptoms and improve quality of life alongside standard treatments. How is medical marijuana administered to cancer patients? There are several ways to administer medical marijuana, including smoking, vaporizing, edibles, oils, and topical applications. The choice depends on personal preference, medical advice, and the specific symptoms being treated. Do I need a prescription to get medical marijuana for cancer treatment? In places where medical marijuana is legal, a prescription or recommendation from a qualified healthcare provider is typically required to obtain it for medicinal purposes. Is there a risk of addiction when using medical marijuana for cancer treatment? While there is a potential for dependency, the risk is generally considered lower than that of opioids. Medical supervision and a carefully managed treatment plan can minimize the risk of addiction. How do I know if medical marijuana is right for my cancer treatment? The decision to use medical marijuana should be made in consultation with your healthcare team, considering your specific condition, symptoms, treatment goals, and any potential risks or side effects. Navigating the new frontier. In cancer care with medical marijuana. Medical marijuana is stepping out of the shadows and firmly establishing itself as a useful tool to ease cancer symptoms. It's more than just a fleeting trend, it's a beacon of hope and a source of comfort for those navigating the tumultuous waters of cancer treatment. From easing pain to lifting spirits, the ease of obtaining cannabis cards through telemedicine is a game changer, offering quick and convenient access to those in need and marking a significant milestone in compassionate, patient-first healthcare. This green revolution is reshaping how we view and tackle cancer therapy, bringing a sense of renewal and empowerment to those on this journey. It celebrates the courage of cancer warriors and underscores the dynamic evolution of medical practices. Heartfelt reflection. The path of medical marijuana is one of ongoing discovery, offering boundless potential to treat a wide range of conditions. Keeping ourselves educated on the latest research findings, embracing an open-minded approach, and standing by those in their battle against cancer is paramount. Cancer patients could always use some uplifting for their spirits and well-being, and cannabis may help some people do that.